Warning, you are about to listen to the greatest radio show ever. And due to contractual obligations and to shield our airwaves and corporate licensees from any semblance of liability, responsibility, and gullibility, we must tell you the views represented on this show are not necessarily those of this station or its management. This radio show contains differing points of view on current political topics, and due to the nature of its contents, it should be heard by everyone. Thank you for listening. 3, 2, 1. Now live from the Devil Radio Studios in Madison, Wisconsin, where the political party is just beginning. Welcome to the Devil's Advocate Show. Friends proving it's never personal, only politics.
Please allow me to introduce myself.
Here is your host, Mike Crute.
Welcome back to the Devil's Advocates Radio Show, the Tuesday edition. Dom, the current weather here in glorious Madison, Wisconsin, a cool and sunny 96 degrees.
Ooh, it's hot.
96 degrees Fahrenheit. 844-967-2789.
We will sounds certainly hot, man. It's 90-something here, too. It's weird. You know, I was driving today, and it was like, I don't know, I got my car, and it was 100-something degrees. It went down a little bit. You know, it was in the sun, black car. And went down to like 96, 97, drove through towards the lake, dropped down to like 73, drove another 10 miles, went back up to like 90 to 88. It's just been, you know, it's cooler by the lake, but damn, it's crazy out there right now.
Well, it's cooler by the radio. Listen to the Devil's Advocates. We'll keep you cool. You know what I'm saying. Dom, I've got the lead for this big hour. My guy, Bernie Sanders, coming to Wisconsin. Do you see that?
I did.
This Friday, doing a town hall with some UAW workers. Let me read a little bit beyond the headline here at the Journal Sentinel. Senator Bernie Sanders is coming to Mount Pleasant on Friday. Mount Pleasant. Why is that name? Why is that community so familiar?
Wasn't that the eighth wonder of the world that former President Trump and former governor from Wisconsin, Scott Walker, they're going to do this? Oh, Foxconn. Yes. A lot of conning going on with these Republicans these days.
How's the Wisconsin Valley taking us into the 21st century? I mean, I've heard proposals from everything from a 8G factory, which Scott Walker just kind of made up on the stump one day, to a fish farm location. Dom, they're going to farm fish at the Foxconn.
Everybody wanted Foxconn. I hate to say it. If I didn't get elected, they wouldn't be in this country. They would not have done this in this country. I think you know that very well.
Thank God for Wanker and you know, the former.
The insurrectionist bastard. Yeah. I mean, the local communities are on the hook for hundreds of millions of dollars. And since they're not going to be able to pay it, that means the rest of the state are going to have to front that money, you know, come up with that money. If Foxconn, which they probably won't, doesn't come through with their, you know, promises. But hey, what the hell? You know, these are the Republicans that want small government, right? Now they're using government as a showboat bribe. Foxconn has left a trail of destruction around of broken promises around the world. But yeah, but Trump and Walker are going to be the guys that put this one together. Give me a break.
Well, if anyone was going to lock him down in the back of the cocktail napkin, it was Scotty Wanker.
Yeah.
What's that guy up to lately, other than not watching the January 6th hearings?
Well, he's out there on some of those righty, you know, news organizations telling the world that, you know, in Wisconsin and around the world, nobody cares about January 6th. Yeah, no one cares about a, you know, conspiracy to overthrow the government of the United States led by your guy, led by the GOP. And what, does Scott Walker have this willful blindness as well? Does Robin Voss? I mean, Gableman is quoted. Gableman, this jackass from Wisconsin, is quoted in the 12-page manifesto that Trump dropped yesterday, saying that the money that Zuckerberg donated to help, you know, the elections was a bribe. No, it wasn't a bribe. Judges have said that. So it's just a freaking joke, man. I'm so tired of it. I'm so absolutely tired of it. They cannot believe it. And if they do believe it, their judgment sucks.
Having a great time.
You know, they do have a couple of things in common. I'm trying to think what they are. They both ran for president, one more successfully than the other, talking about Wanker and Trump.
I used to run track.
He ran track, too. Yep, that's true.
Well, Trump, I thought, was a baseball guy. Batted right around the Mendoza line.
He's a golfer.
Claimed, though, if you believe Trump's claims, he's being scouted scouted into the major leagues.
Sure he was.
It wasn't true. It was a Scott Walker, a Scott P. Walker. I'm Scott Kevin Walker.
Yeah.
I forget what the other thing they had in common was. It's not beautiful wives. What is it? I'll come back to it.
Yeah, terrible.
844-967-2789. I see Freedom. young son. I forget if it's Matt or Alex. One of them got engaged to some unlucky girl this weekend. I wonder if it's the more political one or the one that looks like mom.
Stoner. Oh, does anybody care? Who cares, man? Who cares? What about Bernie coming to Foxconn, man? Let's hear about that.
Yeah, let me tell you all about it. All right. We were talking about the Foxconn, and, you know, I got lost in the details there for a moment. You know, just dreaming about the lovely Mrs. Swanker. Senator Bernie Sanders plans to visit Mount Pleasant on Friday to meet with hundreds of CNH industrial workers who've been on strike since May 2nd. Sanders, the most popular politician ever, according to Crudy, politifacted, it's true, plans to visit the United Auto Workers Local 180 for a town hall event. It's unclear if other elected officials will participate. I think Robin Voss will plop down with Bernie.
I mean, it's his backyard. You know, he's a friend of labor, right?
How about Congressman Brian Stell from Wisconsin's 1st CD? Following the Mount Pleasant event, Sanders plans to go to Burlington, Iowa to talk to CNH industrial workers there, also on strike. Now, they're primarily, apparently, striking over health insurance costs and wages. And I noted that the CEO got something of a substantial raise. Bernie took some issue with it. Beyond unaffordable health benefits, this is from a letter drafted by Bernie. And my understanding, U.S. Senator Tammy Baldwin, a co-author on this, beyond unaffordable health benefits, you have refused to offer workers fair pay for their hard work. Your proposal offers your lowest paid workers an average annual raise of just $1.33 per hour, which is woefully inadequate, and a substantial pay cut for many after adjusting for inflation and the massive new health benefit cost, which according to Bernie Sanders is like $6,000 in new deductibles.
Oh,
yeah, that starts to add up a little bit.
And you're supposed to make up for that and get ahead with a dollar an hour raise?
Now,
I'm just saying, there's 2,080 hours in a 40-hour, 52-week work year, right? So if it's a dollar an hour, that's like $2,000. And you're going to give them an extra bump up on the buck, but you're going to pass along an extra $6,000 in health care costs? Really?
Merry Christmas.
Yeah, good job.
Again, from this statement, the company immediately deployed a scab workforce that they assembled prior to the contract deadline in anticipation of a strike that was quite predictable based on their posture at the bargaining table. CNH Industrial has not responded to requests for an interview. In the letter the senators wrote to Wine being an executive with CNH, they point out the corporation, CNH Industrial, made $1.7 billion in profits last year. And how'd the CEO do? Here again from the letter. If CNH can afford to provide you, the ironically named Wine, with a $9.2 million signing bonus and nearly $22 million in total compensation for 1 year of work, nearly 8,000 times the raise you're offering some workers, it can afford to pay all your workers better wages and better benefits. If CNH can afford to spend over $100 million on stock buybacks over a six-month period to enrich its wealthy shareholders, it can afford to treat all its workers with dignity and respect that they deserve. Now, Bernie last came to town to endorse our boy Randy Bryce, and it points out he ran for president in 2016. I think they failed to acknowledge his strong 2020 campaign.
And the Iron Stash is from down there somewhere too, isn't he?
Yeah, he was an iron worker from the 1st CD. Ran against Brian Stahl, if I recall. So, anyways, Dom, Bernie's coming to town, coming to Mount Pleasant, where they were supposed to build the 8th wonder of the world. And we're just all left wondering, when will they build it and what will they build there? And will it include fish in some way, shape, or form? Or maybe 8G televisions made up in Scott Walker's, ass.
What a joke.
Yeah, it has been. Really, it has.
It really has been. And there's plenty of blame to go around for it. And again, once again, you know, do you do you trust their judgment? You know, that's ultimately what it comes down to.
Scott Walker?
Well, I mean, yeah, Republicans, you know, and Scott Walker and Donald Trump and, you know, those around him, those that are advising him, you know, those right, I'm seeing, you know, on the Chiron today on the news, like 100 of you know, Republicans have won their primaries that are denying that Biden is the legitimate president who won a free and fair election. So do you trust that judgment? No, absolutely not. They're either ignorant or they're corrupt. And either way, they do not deserve your vote. They do not deserve to represent anybody in this great country. They're bringing this country down.
And of course, they're so very self-serving because they were not serving of their constituents, be it Trump. I mean, Trump picked a fight with Harley Davidson Motor Corporation. What's more Americana than a Harley, man? Picking fights with Harley over tariffs. Above and beyond that, the self-serving former governor of the state of Wisconsin, I like to call him the wanker. Let's not forget, he brought us Foxconn, put us, we the Wisconsin taxpayers, on the hook $4.5 billion. When the Menominee tribe tried to give us $250 million and 10,000 jobs and a casino, he said hell no to that, right? That would have gone down near Mount Pleasant, I believe. And instead put the taxpayers on the hook for the very same $250 million for a publicly funded Pfizer forum. I mean, it's a hell of an arena. And I have no offense to candidate Alex Lazary or his father. But hell, man, he's rich enough. We didn't have to build them a stadium with public money because it was being offered privately. He killed the high-speed rail. He killed the broadband internet. And of course, over and over again, he killed the minimum wage in the state of Wisconsin. It was Scott Walker's choice. The minimum wage, by law in the state of Wisconsin, a minimum wage must be a livable wage. Walker changed the language and kept the $7.25 an hour. And the $200 million a year in revenue from legalized marijuana? Well, I'm sending half of that down to Illinois every weekend, Don.
Yep.
Come back with us. Your phone calls could be next. 844-967-2789. I'm saying the weed's expensive in Illinois. I'd do it homegrown. If it were legal.
Foxconn will help Wisconsin win the 21st century.
No, they didn't.
Nobody ever goes in. Nobody ever comes out.
Thank you, Mr. Foxconn.
Wanker.
The big and tall of political talk. The devil's advocates.
And we are back. Thank you for listening to the Devil's Advocates Radio Show. We'll get to your calls briefly. Be patient. We promise. 844-967-2789.
Does that mean we're going to be brief with the callers?
No, we'll get there briefly.
Oh, we'll get there in a brief moment.
In due course.
Throw out a headline and then we'll get to the phones. Once again, 844-96-PARTY. The online daily, urbanmilwaukee.com. Turning our attention to our great state. You know, I'm always a homer at heart. I'm still wearing the Brewers cap despite the 8-game losing streak.
Oh, they took one the other day, didn't they?
I know. They're right. Finally back on the, you know, the right side of the win column. But the questioning headline here at the Urban Milwaukee, will Trump backing hurt Tim Michaels? Now, there is a gubernatorial candidate just made it on the ballot by the skin of the good graces of the Wisconsin Elections Commission. And he's a recently Trump-endorsed guy, right? Here's the sub-headline. Here's the kicker, Dom. Republican could have been a strong mainstream candidate. This connects them to a cult.
Yes, it does.
John Torinas, we'll get to that in a bit, but let's get to the phones right now at 844-967-2789. Connie from Madison, welcome, Connie. What do you got for us?
Hi, Connie.
Hi. Two things. I heard your name mentioned on Stephanie Miller this morning and how you were on Fox over the weekend.
Oh, I thought you meant because it's Dirty Dom's birthday. And even though she, prefers the women, she still sees the sexiness of Dom.
Well, it was Jody Hamilton on, but they were talking about you. And then Chris and Travis said, yeah, we know him. We know him. We met him. Devil Radio in Madison. So they like that you gave it to the Fox people.
Well, that's the good. Other thing that I appreciate the shout out, Connie.
Yeah. So the other thing that I heard, you know, with Meech Michaels, Trump, I think, endorsed him because he's a businessman like him, but he knows nothing about politics. And now he's, you know, oh, yeah, I'm going to get rid of the Wisconsin swamp. I think the guy's just full of it.
Well, you know what? Michaels wants to literally build that wall. He wants his corporation. Oh, yeah. They do big governmental contract stuff. I believe they were part of trying to build the wall, you know, wanted to take some of that sweet, sweet government money, you know, very socialist when they're spending our money, the government.
Yeah, well, you know, and his family has a construction company, and he says he'll divest himself from the business, but his family will still be bidding on government contracts.
Which he would then sign off on, at least those, if he were successful and he wins the governorship of the state of Wisconsin. Well, he would literally get to sign those contracts, seemingly, on behalf of the state.
Yeah, but that's not a swampy thing, right?
No, that's
not
just
when they do it.
Good
that's just good business.
Wisconsin / Connecticut nepotism.
Yes, definitely. Well, thank you. I'm glad I heard of, you know, they were so cool about, you know, because Jody had mispronounced your last name. And so they said, no, it's Prudy, it's Prudy.
Well, maybe she said it right. It's not actually Crudy, but that's what everyone calls me.
What is it, Crute?
Right, well, then, Crute, yeah.
Crute,
well,
yes.
They were calling you Crudy, but she was pronouncing it a little bit different. She was trying to sound it out.
More of a crouté sort of a thing.
Something like that. Yeah, she was giving you the shout out, you know, about giving a box what for. I don't have cable, so I'm just going to have to Google it or something to see what you did.
If you just Google, well, there's a profane word in Mike Crute you could Google, but I prefer if you just, let's say, do Mike Crute Fox News. Oh, there will be a video or two out there to watch, Connie.
Okay.
I left my mark, you know, kind of like my dog does on the post out back.
kind of like the old Who album where they're all standing around and there's all marks on those, you know, where they left their mark on those pillars.
Well, I'd like to think I signed my name in the snow that day, Connie.
my second husband used to do that.
He's a fine man, Connie. Man like myself. 844-967-2789. Nothing but fine Wisconsinites in the queue. Let's get to them. Andy from Beaver Dam, our pal. How you doing, Andy?
Hey, Andy, what's happening?
Not too bad. Well, first of all, Dom, it's a happy 50th, right?
51, man. I'm turned that corner.
Oh, God. Okay, well, anyway.
Thanks,
dude. You should be getting your letter from ARP and all that stuff.
Letter? He's already a member.
Well, that's right. He signed up already. You got to do it. But anyway, my grandson, 23-year-old grandson, is working for Michaels down in North Carolina, going underneath a river to get the sewage pipes through, and it's all rock, and blah, blah, blah. But anyway, yeah, that's an interesting thing when you say that if he became governor, that he'd be putting the Henry on all these highway contracts, and you know they own gravel pits, and they own, you know, there's the
diversified nepotism. It's the best kind, Andy.
Right, exactly. They start out as a you know, like putting in pipelines and stuff, but now there's a big. If you guys ever come up 794, not 794, 43. They got a big office building. We were going up there about a month and a half ago in Milwaukee towards the Marquette Interchange, and here's a big glass
huge,
building.
Huge, beautiful glass building. Yeah, it's right on the river.
What? You know, it's like, geez, I mean, you know, and it's gorgeous. But anyway.
Andy, you know why they put the big Michaels construction on there? So you know where you can leave your mark.
Thanks for the call, Andy. Listen, someone's got to do it. I mean, if they're bidding the jobs and, you know, doing governmental work, if it wasn't his company, it'd be another company. And, you know, I don't mind that. But, you know, hitching your wagon to a twice impeached, one-term loser who lost the House and the Senate and then will hopefully be indicted for treason and coup attempts? I'm not clear that that's the most intelligent political strategy you could possibly imagine.
You know, I'm going to go for D. I take objection to all of the freaking above, man. No, I take big objection to what, a future governor signing contracts for his own family company to build stuff? Hell no, I say.
You could bet on it, Crudy.
I can build a wall around your homes that nothing will penetrate.
That wall will go up so fast, your head will spin. Mexico is going to pay for the wall.
We're building a wall in Colorado.
The Devil's Advocates. So relevant, they have one foot in tomorrow.
Welcome back to the Devil's Advocates Radio Show, the Tuesday Happier Happy Hour. We're rolling through it. And I got to point out, January 6, 2021, only had one big winner. There's one winner. There's lots of losers. Lots of criminals. But there's one winner.
And who is that?
I can tell you who. Kimberly Guilfoyle. You know, the best is yet to come. That woman, she is the only winner of January 6th. And let me tell you how. According to new reporting at CNN, Turning Point Action, a conservative pro-Trump organization, paid Kimberly Guilfoyle $60,000 to introduce her fiance, Donald Trump Jr., in a speech lasting less than 3 minutes. Well, I heard that's how long you lasted on your wedding night, Dom.
The best is yet to come.
I promise, baby, I'll be better next time. Come on, man. You think that's a good hourly rate? I mean, Stormy Daniels got paid $130,000 for less than a minute.
Well, how do you know it was less than a minute? He claimed he never had sex with her. So she got paid $130,000 to not have sex with Trump. Or so he would claim.
I'd take $130,000 to not have sex with Donald Trump.
What is that? $20,000 a minute. I don't like doing math on the radio. I'm not going to try to figure it out on a second by second basis, but it's more than we're paying you.
To me, this is a very, very sexy subject.
The payment to Guilfoyle was disclosed Monday by Democratic Rep. Zoe Lofgren of California, who told CNN's Jake Tapper, the Tapper. I had a buddy in college named Tapper from Merrill, Wisconsin, fine town, that the House Select Committee investigating the January 6th riot at the U.S. Capitol has evidence that former President Donald Trump's family members personally benefited from money raised based on Trump's false election claims.
Maybe we could launder the money.
The Trump family, specifically Donald Trump, making the claim, right?
It's stolen, it's rigged, it's false, they've taken it from me, it's greatest criminal screwing of me.
Crime of the century. Yes.
Yeah, I mean, he says lots of things. But mostly, he emails you and tells you, send me money. Send
millions
me money.
Millions of emails, yes. Send me money. And people do. They sent him money. Send him a lot of money.
$250 million specifically for some sort of official campaign election defense fund. You know, stopping the steal, effectively. It's a hell of a fundraising slogan. Stop the steal. How ironic. You know what I'm saying? A little bit more here. Lofgren spoke after the committee's hearing on Monday, highlighted the $250 million raised by the Save America PAC and the Trump campaign. But those entities did not pay Guilfoyle's fee. The people familiar with the payment told CNN, no, just cash in a brown bag like Trump normally does it with the ladies. The payment came from Turning Point Action, an affiliate of Trump. Of Turning Point USA, the youth organization started by Charlie Kirk, who is a close friend of Trump Jr. You know, so it's just, you know, friends taking care of friends. One hand washes the other, right, Dom?
And then they both wash the face.
You want to read a little deeper in this?
I don't have it, man. Go ahead.
Okay. During Monday's hearing, the committee showed a video presentation from a senior investigator to lay out how Trump used the false claim of election fraud to raise the $250 million from donors. According to the investigator, the fundraising emails indicated the money would go towards an election defense fund. But, there's always a but with Trump, but the investigator said most of the money was routed to Save America, a pro-Trump PAC. You know, liquid cash, Dom. Lofgren appeared on CNN soon after that presentation and disclosed the payment to Guilfoyle as an example of grift. I think she means graft. Tapper asked whether the committee had found evidence that Trump and his family personally benefited from donations. For example, we know that Guilfoyle was paid for the introduction she gave at the speech on January 6th. She received compensation for that. I'm not saying it's a crime, but I'm saying it's grift. They're grifting, Dom. A little bit more. Chairman Benny Thomas was asked by CNN late Monday to clarify if Guilfoyle was paid with the Stop the Steal funds. I did not say that, Thompson, a Mississippi Democrat, told CNN. It was strictly paid out of expenditures that came from people who came to the Stop the Steal rally. Last quote here. This one. First of all, we think this is the quote. I'll just read it and we'll see who said it. First of all, we think the majority of the public would be concerned that if the girlfriend of Donald Trump Jr. made $60,000 for a few minute speech, that they had no idea. She had to get paid to speak at something everybody else was coming to because they thought it was the right thing to do. So why'd she have to get paid? You know, why would you have to pay? I mean,
everyone's getting paid, man. What do you mean? Why wouldn't you pay her? And how do you come up with 60 grand? You know what I'm saying? I mean, I want to see the minutes of that board meeting. You know what I'm saying? How they decided to come up with, oh, you know, Kimberly Guilfoyle, let's give her, let's do 20. No, that's not, let's do 40. No, no, 40. 100. No, that's too much. 60. All right. $60,000. I mean, really? I mean, Turning Point, this is some sort of nonprofit, right? They have probably a 501c3. They are regulated by the government. Certainly, perhaps an audit would be due for Merited. Charlie Kirk and crew. I'm just saying.
They were making it rain up there on the ellipse on January 6th?
I mean, it's hard. If someone's giving you
$1 billion,
I'd be, yeah, you spread it out, you give it away, you spend it. I mean, what are you going to do with it? Oh, you put it in your pocket, but, you know, you got to pay those around you a little bit. You got to feed. You got to, you know, wet their whistles just a little bit. I mean, this is so gangster, dude. It's entirely obvious. And if this is funneled through some 501c3s or some nonprofits or whatever, I'm not clear how it's all done, and some people should perhaps look into that. But yeah, of course they're gonna go out and pay him that. I'm surprised it was only 60.
You know, there are times where having a Sicilian with his NBA on the panel pays dividends. You might be unique in that way.
Yeah.
The only Sicilian, tell you about Sicilian that has
interest,
an NBA.
100% interest compounded twice daily. Don't worry about it. I'll let you run a week.
Never go in against a Sicilian when death is on the line.
And then he dies.
844-967-2789. Dick from Madison. Welcome back, Dick. What do you got?
Hey, Dick.
Oh, first of all, happy birthday, Dom.
Thank you. Appreciate it.
What's Michael's going to run on? Fixing the roads that Walker ruined?
Fixing the elections that Trump lost.
There you go. I just got a quick thing to run by you, and then could I read a quote? The thing from my January 6th that I found out is I told Matt yesterday morning, I think that Liz Cheney stumbled on the party platform defending the indefensible. But now here's what I would like to read to you real quickly, if I could. Republicans do not cover up. Republicans do not go ahead and threaten. Republicans do not commit illegal acts. And for God's sakes, Republicans do not view their fellow Americans as enemies to be harassed. Who said that?
No idea. Doesn't seem like anything a Republican would say.
John Dean 50 years ago. Isn't that something, how Republicans have changed?
They have changed. It is the Trump cultist party now, Dick.
Yes, it is.
It's the MAGA party, man. There's no Republican party anymore, Dick. The fringers have taken over. It's the MAGA grift party. Throw in some Christian nationalism on the side. You know, let's go attack some LGBTQ people in Idaho, right? Box up in the back of a U-Haul. I mean, this is... I'm not clear they have changed. I mean, how is this any different than the Klan, right? Than Nazis. How is this any different? This has been with us the entire time. Trump gave everybody permission to be a-holes and to, you know, grift. Everybody's grifting. So you get yours, you get yours. It's like, oh, we're giving away a car. Everybody gets a piece. Yeah, Molly Beck from the Milwaukee Journal Sentinel tweeted out about an hour ago, in response to whether he supports same-sex marriage or believes it should be banned, Republican candidate for governor Tim Michels said today in an interview he believes marriage should be between a man and a woman. And thank you for that answer, but you did not answer the question. I mean, he's listening to you, Crudy. So, they are not only just, you know, they are adamantly anti-LGBTQ. You know, there's a moment there where, you know, you let it slide and let bygones and let people, what happens in their own, do their own thing. No. That's not how it is. They want this. They want this Old Testament law kind of thing, whatever they could do to justify putting a woman in their place, making sure the gays can't have any fun, can't live the same life and enjoy the same rights that they have. Why? Because they believe in some mythology that justifies their action. What a bunch of bunk. Tim Michels can go to hell if there was one.
And Dick, if you're going to quote someone to me, I prefer if you quote me to me. Check the Rolling Stone.
I mean, if you did, you'd have to buzz it out.
Man. We'd have to dump it. Let's not go there again. Let's not have this conversation. 844-967-2789. Anything but you could, you know, do a dealer style. Dealer's choice. Now, Dom, I heard you say you had a family affair this evening, being your birthday and all.
Yes.
But I know you're going to drag it out into like the Father's Day weekend. So you're a dad and it's your birthday this week.
Oh, is it Father's Day this weekend?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, nice.
You're a father of, you know, at least two that we know.
At least two. Yes. A loving father.
I'd like to think I'm a loving father as well, Dom.
You and all the Republicans. Yes, I'm going to have some family members over today.
More time with family?
My brother-in-law and his husband are coming over. So, yeah, I take these anti-LGBTQ things a little personally. You know, I mean, you know, if you don't know anybody, it's like not having any friends that are of a different race or a different religion. I mean, people need to go out and explore a little bit, you know, travel a bit. You know, that cures the racism and reading, that'd be a good thing too, and not just the Foxy News. So, no, I mean, my brother-in-law had to go get married in Illinois and then have a reception in Wisconsin before the Barbara Crabb ruling came down here in the state of Wisconsin, right? So it was illegal for him to do so now. And they're happily married, man. They've been married a long time now. Longer than probably, you know, Donald Trump's, some of his marriages. So this whole thing is just, I'm not going to say a ruse, but it's another thing to just divide the electorate. Why does Tim Michels care? Why does anybody care who marries who? What does that have to do with anything? Whatsoever.
Well, the guy's embracing the big lie, Dom, and you can't tell me Michels is not smart enough to know that Donald Trump didn't win the last election. So why is he doing it? Because he wants to win an election. And in Republican politics these days, that means sell your soul. You know, go look at Exhibit A, Scott Walker. Go look at Exhibit B, Donald Trump, Tim Michels, Ron Johnson, Lindsey Graham. I mean, you cannot keep your character, keep your soul, and be a Republican elected in this day and age. The only one that's still got a soul, and this is sad to say, Dick Cheney's daughter. Liz Cheney has kept her soul.
Oh, don't forget Adam Kinzinger.
Well, I would agree. Kinzinger probably still has a soul. You don't believe in souls. Why are you throwing souls?
I get what you're saying here. I don't believe in any of that bunk, but you know, I get your point. They have some character. They have some morals, something that they believe in.
You don't need 10 commandments to have morals, do you, Dom?
Absolutely not. Do unto others, man.
Do Do you need family to spend more time with family? Because oh. Glenn Grothman, I mean, really, he's talking about Ma, the meatloaf. One last thought for you, Dick, one of our fine callers. We really, really would like to move beyond the quoting other radio shows to this radio show. I've tried to make this point a couple of times.
Come on, you were fine when she brought up you on Stephanie Miller.
Well, that's an exception to the rule. A Dom birthday exception will make
you please post the rules,
but no more. They're arbitrary, as always. Yes!
To conceal the source of money as by channeling it through an intermediary.
The best is yet to come.
Hey, I'll swallow your soul. I'll swallow your soul. I'll swallow your soul.
The Devil's Advocates, never personal, only politics.
And we are back. Thank you for listening to the Devil's Advocates radio show, the last segment of the day. My birthday. Join us on the phones. Wish me a happy birthday. 844-967-2789.
Do you see yourself as more of a Jake or an Elwood, Dom?
Hang on. Which one? Which one's which? Who's Belushi? I'm more the Belushi guy. I'm shorter.
I'd say.
A little chubby.
Shorter.
Yeah. You're the taller, chubby guy. You're like Dan Aykroyd now.
Let's go to the phones before we have to insult each other further. 844-967-2789. Sort of a, amongst men, sort of a birthday tradition. You know, if you're a close friend, you talk more trash to your buddy on his birthday
than
any other day of the year, right?
I mean, it's almost an obligation.
Chris from Sun Prairie. Welcome back, Chris. What do you got for us?
Hi, Chris.
Hi. Well, I'm going to quote say happy birthday to Dom.
Thank you.
It was really my whole purpose for calling today. I've been kind of on a news blackout here. We have, I mean, I've been listening to you guys, but other than that, we have no cable, no TV, nothing here. No,
and do you blame Joe Biden for that? I mean, is that because of Biden inflation, Chris? No? No, you, are you sure?
I blame the golf ball size hail we had here yesterday.
Wow, that's crazy.
Yeah.
We were certainly affected as well as a radio enterprise with antennas on high towers. We got hit by lightning as well yesterday. I know some were affected. We apologize for that, but you know, Mother Nature and climate change could be climate change, but you know, or as Ron Johnson would call it, weather.
It seems so unfair, though. I mean, that was really a good day for you to be getting a lot of hits on your radio station.
You know, technically, Chris, we had the greatest stream audience in our history yesterday during this fine show. I could never prove that we've had a bigger audience than we had yesterday on stream.
Yeah, well, hopefully it'll keep on growing, because I really do think that this has gotten you out there way further than you've been before. And
well, that and turning off the FM for a couple hours, that'll pop up the stream numbers nicely.
yeah, but standing up to Fox, that's a pretty big deal, and
yes,
I hope that you get a lot more people following, because you really deserve it, and I just hope you keep growing and growing, because we need way more people listening to what people on your radio station are saying.
Well, Chris, how am I going to top myself now? I'm, what, go talk trash on Newsmax? I mean, I got nowhere left to go, sister.
OAN's calling, I heard, Chris.
I don't know. Fox is not shut down yet, so there's still work to be done.
Yes, ma'am. Chris, appreciate your call. We're going to keep moving down the phones. We got a few more friends in wait, like Betsy from Madison. How you doing, sister?
Hey, Betsy.
Hey, you guys, both of you. Gertie, I'm sorry. Happy belated birthday to you, and happy birthday to you too, Dom, today.
Oh, thank you, sister.
What
Dom gets two happies, two scoops? I get like one melted
today, man.
Old belated scoop.
See, he's so saucy.
I missed your birthday, Crudy. God, what am I going to do? Have to send you some money, I guess. And I will, because I love you guys and I think you're really important.
And I will spend that money on either weed or beer. I will spend it. I promise.
Whatever you need.
Yeah. Hopefully he'll give it to me to talk for like 2 minutes to introduce him next time. You know, kind of like Kimberly Guilfoyle.
Oh, man. I'm so glad you're back together, you guys. Please, this is so, like, you guys are vital for each other.
You're unfortunately, like Fancy yang. Brian was sort of a Yoko Ono for the group. And...
No,
God, I can't forget.
That's Fancy not Brian. True.
I just really don't have a good voice, is what he's trying to say.
Yeah, but you're sexy.
Oh, happy birthday. I love you guys, and thank you for all you do.
Oh, thank you, Betsy.
Sorry to
love
cut you
back.
Short. Thanks for listening, Betsy. You know you are one of our favored, like Wisco Paul. Wisco, how you doing, man?
Paulie, what's happening?
Hey, happy birthday to you, Dom. That's cool.
Thank you.
And, yeah, as far as Betsy goes, that's one of my favorite promos, Betsy and Crudy sing, and that was just awesome.
Oh, wait, I can sing for you now, Paul. You and I could sing.
No,
promo.
For my birthday present, I don't want Crudy to sing.
You don't want me to sing either, because I suck. Hey, anyway, I just quick hitter on Trump. He lost me way back when he mocked a disabled reporter. That was the end for me, and I don't know, that's a long time ago. So if you could have taken an endorsement from that man like Michael, then you tie into all his baggage, too. You got it, baby. You got all his baggage. The guy is, I don't know, subhuman, whatever. All right, thanks, and happy birthday again, Don. You guys do great today.
Thank you,
thanks,
Paul. I appreciate it, man.
I'd be as worried about his herpes as his baggage.
Trump?
Allegedly. 844-967-2789.
But to his point, I know we got
that's
calls,
the gift that keeps on giving. Don.
To Paulie's point.
Herpes, trust me.
We have to, and I think Jennifer Rubin wrote it in the post, that these questions we must constantly ask these Republicans, because this is it's BS, man. It is bunk. It is BS. They're either on the take or they're willfully ignorant or truly ignorant. It doesn't matter. They are not capable. If you support this man, if you're a member of the cult, you do not earn the right to represent anybody in this country.
Come join the Dom and Crude cult at 844-967-2789. Be like our pal. L.A. Tom, how you doing, man?
Hey, Tom.
Hey, guys. First off, we the people are the government, just like it says on Dom's tattoo.
Remember.
And happy birthday, Dom.
Thanks,
happy
man.
Birthday, Crudy.
Hey, did you prompt Kelsey to give me a call on my birthday? Because she gave me a very nice call. And she's like, oh, I didn't know you were on Fox. And Tom, I know you had just found out like 30 minutes prior. So I'm like, so Tom told Kelsey, and by the way, it's his birthday. Why don't you call the man?
No, did not. She told me it was the birthday because I knew it was around the 11th or somewhere in there. So she told me that part, but I did show her the video of you immediately. So she could be proud of her pop. So that was great.
She gave me a shout out on Instagram.
Yeah, well, that's big on Kelsey's page, so I really, really appreciate that. She's got a lot of followers.
She has followers.
I know you her for that. So anyway, no, happy birthday to you both. And the Republicans are the pro-death party. And rock on.
Rock on,
indeed, Tom. One of our favorites on the leftist coast, L.A. Tom. We partied with him out in L.A. a couple times, didn't we?
Oh, yeah.
Venice Beach. Man, he hooked us up. Our best to Tom and his husband, Mark. They look out for my daughter, Kelsey, kid, out there on the West Coast. Scary place. She's doing okay.
I love L.A., man.
Yeah, I love Venice Beach, although it's a little seedy. You see,
especially when you're there.
Oh, yeah, a little seedier still. Anyways, I had a thought, but, you know, I don't want to embarrass you further on your birthday.
Good luck.
I did that on my birthday. Stick around, Native Roots Radio. Then Dr. Tim Slecker and Johnny Lupinati do Busted Pencils, Educated Educators, Talking Education.
I don't want to hit a sore spot. But can we talk about herpes?
It's too old.
Go to hell, you old bastard.
Herpes, herpes, bo burpees, banana, fana, faux herpes, herpes. Ow!
I'm too old for this shit.